Back home, and despite the horrors exposed by the Banking Royal Commission, consumer groups say some banking practices still disadvantage consumers. And now the consumer regulator wants the recently updated Banking Industry Code of Practice made even stronger. Oliver Gordon reports.
At the conclusion of the Royal Commission into Financial Services, the Australian Banking Association amended its Code of Practice. But today, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission's Deputy Chair, Delia Rickard, doesn't think the amendments go far enough.
Look, the first thing I should say is we actually welcome the amendments that the ABA has put forward here. They go to addressing important Royal Commission recommendations and some additional factors. But in a number of instances, we felt they really needed to be strengthened in order to meet the real spirit of the Royal Commission's recommendations.
Have you ever overdrawn your account only to be charged a fee? One of the recommendations Ms. Rickard puts forward relates to you.
So what we're proposing is a condition that requires that there should be no fees and no interest on informal overdrafts. And if any is accidentally charged because the systems don't pick it up, that it's repaid to the consumer.
Earlier this year, ASIC, the corporate regulator, approved the Banking Code of Practice that the ACCC is now wanting to amend. But the ACCC say there is no major disagreements between the two regulators.
I don't think there's disagreement on that, and we certainly spoke to ASIC about what we were proposing and they were quite comfortable with it.
So what do banking codes of conduct actually do? Do they have the power to change banks' behaviour? Warren Staples is a senior lecturer from RMIT University.
That is often the real challenge of these kind of codes, that they do often lack teeth. I don't know that we've seen many cases where it's been used against the banks. So even if it does have some level of enforceability, it may not have been enforced.
Toothless or not, Mr. Staples says the proposed changes appear to be a step towards greater protection for consumers.
You know, they appear to have merit. They're looking at some of the areas that were highlighted by the Banking Royal Commission, but I think there is some room to be cynical.
It's a sentiment echoed by Choice Consumer Group campaigner Erin Turner.
The problems with our banking system are deep. They're the results of decades of focus from big institutions on profits over their customers. There's a lot of work to do here, and one Royal Commission can't fix it all.
The Australian Banking Association was unavailable for an interview, but provided a statement saying it will consider the ACCC's further conditions following discussions with its members.
Oliver Gordon with that report.